The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Greg Warren. I want to tell you about a new podcast called One Down. It's a weekly recap of the New York Times crossword puzzle. Every day, my buddy Brendan Ayer and I attempt to complete...
I'm way better at it than Greg.
Yeah, it's not a competition.
Yeah, it's definitely not a competition.
That's One Down with Brendan Ayer and Greg Warren. New episodes drop every Monday beginning April 6th on Riotcast. Subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts.
Way better. Way, way better.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. La, 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. We're up. We are up. Week 95 of quarantine.
We've been in quarantine for 22 years.
22 years, like that movie we saw last night. What was it called?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Come on.
It was one word and a word I don't remember.
And who was the star? What's that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Come on. He was in, he played the Facebook guy. Oh, you know, Facebook, the movie he played.
I know who it is, but I can't remember his name.
Wait, hold on. What's his name?
I met him.
Oh, Eisenberg or
Jesse Eisenberg?
That's his name, right?
Oh, something like that.
I'll tell you right now.
But... remember I did a book show or something. It was like some weird for the Booksellers of America or something.
Yeah.
And I hosted it, and Jesse Eisen. Anyway, he was there. He was nice. I think he thought it was funny.
You do? Jesse Eisenberg.
Is that him? That wasn't him.
Yeah. Well, no, he's playing.
That's the Facebook guy. Whoops. Okay. I'm dumb. Who played him, though?
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg. It says it right there.
Oh, that's...
oh, my goodness.
Oh, Social Network. Okay, got it.
Can I have my phone?
Okay, sorry. I've lost my mind.
So what was the movie we saw last night? I'll just put...
well, put his name in. You were just right there.
All right. Jesse...
oh, my.
Eisenberg Movies. It's a new one. We watched it last night. It was kind of good. I don't know. It's not up here now. Vivarium.
Yeah.
Vivarium. It was kind of strange, but the little kid who was in it was such a good actor. It was a good movie. What's it called? Vivarium? It's kind of weird. You know, but we've been watching so many movies. That's all we do at night. We watch movies, and then we go to our separate rooms. We're like, all right, it's like a prison. Like, we watch our movie.
Is it like a prison?
Kind of. Then it's like bedtime when we walk to our cells and close the doors. It's not a prison. Like,
it's a prison if the other prisoner, one of the prisoners, was always getting you food and cleaning up after you.
Or if one of the...
Like, I'm literally your bitch. I just realized that. Oh, my God.
Or if the other prisoner, you know, does all the stuff around the house, fixes stuff.
I've been seeing you so clearly lately.
Oh, really? Did you see me clearly fix the gutter, behind the gutter?
See, I see why you do this now, and I love it.
What?
I give you positive reinforcement, but it's not enough. You need
you
more.
Just the one who asked for it. If your prisoner has you clean or cook the food, you just did the exact same thing.
Yeah, but you don't cook or clean.
I did. Did I cook dinner last night?
I wasn't saying it. Listen.
Did I cook dinner last night, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Okay. Did I
cook? Aw, I didn't. You know what? Thank you.
Did I cook breakfast today?
For Richard Voss, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody else eats eggs.
Mm-hmm. True.
If we all ate eggs, I would have made eggs for everybody.
But this is interesting because this is the argument. Oh, do you not want me to talk about it?
Okay, no, I don't want to have an argument.
I'm not trying to have an argument. This is the thing, is that I'm having a deeper discussion and you consider any pushback an argument. So, but one of the things that you've said many times to me is that I should be making you, and this was back when you were still eating meat, that I should be making you a meat dish, despite the fact.
Once in a while.
But you just said right now that you couldn't make breakfast for anyone because we don't eat the same things as you.
And you already had breakfast. I got up later after you guys.
Oh,
you
so which ate. One is it?
It's both. But if
you were the kind of person that got up early enough to make people breakfast, you'd make them breakfast even if it was something different than what you were making?
Yeah, I'm making breakfast anyhow. What's the big deal?
Rich.
Bonnie.
I mean, it's
I mean, come on. Get it together. Face reality.
Exactly.
You know, who has a truckload of dirt coming tomorrow? Who hooked that up? I guess that trumps one or two breakfasts. Don't say I don't do anything.
Okay. I never said it.
Yeah, you said if one prisoner
cooks and cleans for the other.
Okay, if the other prisoner gets dirt delivered to him or home improvements done. So both prisoners are benefiting.
We were doing pretty good on the garden yesterday, right? Together, working as a team.
Yeah, you see all the stuff I look. Oh, you're saying... Because you were doing most of the digging?
I did not. Yes, that was you. I just said we worked together as a team.
Yeah, because, okay, go ahead. Yeah, it went very well. I did a lot of extra yard work.
You're loved, okay?
And when Bonnie was done, Bonnie did some hard stuff, but then I stayed out there and did other stuff. You know, I got
to
get...
You worked hard. I said to Raina yesterday, look at how hard Daddy's working.
Yeah. Yeah, at my age. And then work out.
Okay, this is what you do, though. Somebody gives you a compliment, you go to the upgrade.
You're right.
Your own compliment.
I got to go to
somebody
another.
Somebody goes, you're very funny. You go, I'm exceptionally funny.
And that's somebody says, like we're in prison, then the other person has to give a compliment. I was making a little joke.
I feel terrible now. I won't say anything positive about myself and only positive things about you if that's what you want.
I'm the one who's...
Is it?
No,
but it seems almost like you don't like positive attention either.
I'm just a neutral. I'm not modest. I don't need positive attention.
What?
I'm not. Is that the word modest? Yeah.
I think you're using it incorrectly. Are you calling yourself modest?
No, I'm not. I don't need positive. I don't need people to rub my shoulder.
Are you modest?
Huh?
I'm rubbing your shoulder because I feel like a lot of the fights that we have are because you're defending. I don't know why you still think that it's you against me. And I want you to know it's not.
It is.
Us against Raina. That's what it really is.
Well, anyhow.
We have a preteen. We've got to team up.
She was fun the other night dancing to
she was doing
Larry David music.
Right.
Curb Your Enthusiasm music.
Yeah. And then she did stand-up, many different stand-up characters for us.
They were good. they were unwatchable, but her ad-libbing was semi-good. I was reading on, you know, this is how fucking, I was reading on online, it goes, Larry David says stay home. Who gives a fuck what Larry David
said?
I know, that's a big article. Larry David said stay home.
I know, it's so ridiculous that these rich people are like, well, first of all, why is everyone telling everyone what to do all the time? It's such a horrible...
I know.
It's like people are like, wash your hands. I know I do it to you, but that's... I think you should be able to do it to your spouse. But it's like online and stuff, it's constant.
A friend of mine said, remember, stay home. I go, well, I got to go out for food. I go to two places, food and Lowe's for home goods, you know, I mean, home renovations or whatever. And I go, that's when I go out. She goes, me
but
too.
I've been doing
she
everything.
Goes, me too. I go, well, that's the person that told me to stay home.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. That these people, they go, stay home. But then they're like, well, I mean, I had to go hiking with a friend. It was a essential thing I had to do. I had to take pictures of myself with other famous people. It's like, so, I don't know. It's like a weird thing that people have to just, especially right now, if you're telling people now to stay home, it's like the people who know, the people who choose not to have decided not to.
Well, I mean, you got to go.
They're just not going to do it.
No, listen, rich people like Larry David could have everything delivered to them.
Well, that's the thing. I have Amazon deliver tons of stuff. I'm still making someone else do it. Someone has to go to work and do it. I don't know. It's hard to know. But also, people who...
I go to Lowe's. I don't walk by people. I don't touch people. You know, you go to the self-checkout.
Well, I went and took my computer into the local Dave's Computers.
Yeah, anyway.
And fantastic work, by the way. But it's like these small businesses, they're like, what can they do? They're going to lose all their businesses.
Well, but even if you go in there...
He had all these protocols set up. I think he was.
But still, you don't know if the thing is airborne, whatever. I don't know. I mean,
I just feel bad for people who are trying to like hairdressers, you know, these manicurists that we've got all these like places in the town just closed. The gyms are all closed.
But
it's all
here, can you get your hair cut anywhere? No,
I don't think so. I mean,
I cut my hair.
I know we're gonna family haircut.
It's real gray. I should dye it black, black. I've never dyed my hair.
Like Sharpie,
kind of like a dark black. I've never dyed my hair.
No, don't. It would look terrible. First of all, men of a certain age should either be bald or gray.
I'm getting
men
of
a certain age who have a lot of hair and are not bald or gray. It looks weird. They start to look like grandmas. They start to look like more feminine than they're supposed to.
I have a lot of gray hair. It's gray. My hair is almost all gray. So I say dye it black.
No, it looks good. No, do not. You've never looked better. You've never looked better to me.
I'm telling you, I would look. Maybe I'll shave my goatee and dye my hair black.
Okay.
What do you think?
No.
How about we dye it blonde? Can we dye it blonde? I never had blonde hair.
Are you going through something?
Yeah, boredism.
Oh, boredism. We've got a new word. Marriage Voss, boredism. Do you have boredism? Because it's while everyone's talking about this coronavirus, boredism is taking the country by storm. I was really having a hard time ad-libbing that thing. I've lost my skills.
I've lost everything.
Have you?
Yep.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I know one thing. I'm doing podcasts I would have never done before.
I know. This is in the past, somebody asking me to do a podcast. Like, this is now people asking me to do a podcast. Yeah, when? Where? Now? I'll do it now.
I know. How bored am I? The other night.
You've got boredism.
Liz from the Comedy Cellar said they're doing... Like at the table where you can sit.
I did the Comedy Cellar table last night.
No, you did the podcast. This is another thing. We can go to a link and join people. sitting there and, you know, going through Zoom and just hanging out.
But, oh, but this is not for the public?
No, no, for comics.
Just for comics to...
Yeah, hang out.
Oh, that's kind of, that sounds actually kind of fun.
So, the other night was the first night. It started at 8 o'clock. So, around 9 o'clock, I went on to do it.
Yeah.
It was one other person. It was Jim David sitting in his fucking bedroom with his shirt off at a desk. I go, I can't do this. I can't do this. And he had his shirt off sitting there. Luckily, Raina walked in the room exactly when and said, oh, help me with this. I go, got to run. One, there was no voice. So I just saw a topless Jim David sitting at his desk.
What do you mean there's no, you couldn't hear it? He no could, audio?
Yeah, he didn't know how to do the audio. Oh. So I don't know. And I bailed out and never went back.
Oof.
Never went back.
I mean, that you can be, oh, it's some technical issues.
Well, Raina walked in.
And then Jim David was arrested?
Yeah, put your shirt on. You're going out in public. That's what it is. Now on Zoom is going out in public. Then I was reading about people were, what do you call it? Hacking Zoom and putting up porn. Did you read that? You read that?
No.
Yeah, they were putting up like pictures of porn or something. Like hackers don't even take time off for a pandemic. Hackers work day and night to do what they got to do to hack into your stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? We're only at 13 minutes.
Well, it's like, it's harder, I guess, because we haven't gone out and done stuff and come back with news.
We never do.
We never had that. We'd be like, hey, we did a show or this thing happened or you're, you know, had an argument with someone or, but now we're just stuck.
Well, we could talk about some of the movies we watched in the last couple nights real quick. We watched two movies about Death Row. One with Jamie Foxx and another actor. Or Jamie Foxx was on death row for a crime he didn't commit.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lawyer, a go-getter, got him off. And it was in Alabama. And at the time, you didn't want to get arrested as a black man or a woman in Alabama because things were against you back then.
They just railroaded you.
They railroaded.
That's why I'm against. Now, you did a tweet that said.
Yes. If you're on death row, I go, one, watching two movies makes you.
Two movies about death row. Question.
Makes you question death row. Makes you question capital punishment.
Right.
It does make you question.
But makes you question in what way? Like, I don't know which way you were falling on it before.
Here's how I fall on it, I think. If you're guilty beyond any reasonable doubt, you know, videos. I mean, some people admit it when they're crazy. You can't always go by people admitting it. If Vincent D'Onofrio says you're guilty, you know, because he's pretty good at.
What movie was that?
He's from Law and Order.
Oh, that wasn't one of the movies we watched. Okay.
But if he says you're guilty, it should all fall on what Vincent D'Onofrio.
Thanks. Well, you did say to me, you go like,
well, if you're, listen.
You said, oh no, in the tweet too, you said, if you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, it's like, that's such a silly thing to say.
No. Okay. Say the guy that shot up the people in Vegas from the room. He obviously guilty.
Is
if
he?
If you walk in a room and see the guy with guns and he's shooting at the time, that would mean you're guilty. If you walk in watching the person doing it.
I know, no. But who's getting the information? Like when you go to, when you. That's what we're already doing. We're already doing beyond a reasonable doubt. That's already in the Constitution.
Some aren't.
And so this is what's happening. And then there's still like 25% of people on death row.
You just do out of statistics.
I know. I totally 100% lied.
Made up that.
Yeah. But still, we're killing people that are innocent.
Okay. You think Charles Manson was guilty? Rich. What?
If you're going to put in a new piece of gum, you got to lean back, get it ready, swallow all that excess, get it ready, then you can jump in.
Do you think Charles Manson was guilty beyond any reason of a doubt?
I'd have to re-look at the case.
Yes or no?
Yeah, but it's like.
And he wasn't on death row.
But honestly, it's a silly thing to say. Because they're presenting every argument that way. This is beyond a reasonable doubt. Here's an eyewitness. Here's a this. They're saying it's beyond a reasonable doubt. We've planted some evidence. We've done this. Like, I don't even think they have to plant evidence. Like, a lot of times it's just on such flimsy evidence, even though it's supposed to be beyond a reasonable doubt.
I guess I want to hear the tweet. Well, not the tweet. I got inside information. No, a friend told me they're going to air your album in full on Raw Dog this weekend.
Oh, wow. Cool.
On Raw Dog Radio.
Cool bish.
Cool bish? It's bitch.
Oh.
With it.
I don't like to swear.
Well,
Cool bish.
There's people that are guilty.
Ken Kranz is going to be happy about that.
Why?
He's introduces me on the album. Yeah. His name is going to be out there.
Why? How do you say? What do you say? Thank you to Ken.
I says, thank God we're done with that fucking guy, Ken Kranz.
Is that what you said?
I don't remember, but I did make fun of him somehow.
Well, now he's
Now he's going to be a superstar.
We make people famous.
I'm the famous.
Who's the one girl we used to help out all the time? That's doing
Karen Feehan.
No, Jackie something or. Jacqueline Novak.
Oh, Jacqueline Novak. Yes. I just thought about her the other day because she did a one woman show called On Your Knees, which did very, 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 very well. And it's all about the blowjob. She's very smart, very funny. So I imagine it's hilarious. But I did not see it myself.
But she would go to any length.
But she got all her upcoming appearances were canceled.
And she is involved with that crew that does pretty well, you know, the big
the Kennedys, as I like to call them.
Mulaney's one of the funniest guys around. Have you ever listened to his stuff?
He's all right.
He's fucking funny.
I guess he's funny, but it just drives me nuts that he's just been given so many fucking
it doesn't matter. He
opportunities, not in comedy, but in life.
It doesn't matter. How do you know what he's gotten in life?
I can tell by the way he talks.
Very funny. When I'm listening to comedy,
I bet he has like a firm handshake. He's probably like so nice when you meet him, and like when you go into the room with him, he's like, he knows how to be that kind of like, let you win the conversation, but he's so charming about it. And he's just, you know, it's just one of those fucking guys. They're bred like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
if he was bad at comedy, it'd be the real tragedy. It'd be like you got all that in life, and you can't even fucking make a joke. Oh,
your
boy.
Description of him, there are a lot of people like that, but they're not funny. If your description is correct.
But it's like being like rich and then being like a pianist. It's like, oh really? Only rich people are pianists? Only rich people are ballet ballerinas.
You're saying only poor people can be funny?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like there's a lot of poor people who have a lot of talents that obviously go unrecognized because rich people get to like hone their gift. Oh. Poor people have to go out and fucking make a living. Yeah. Vote Bernie. Really? People are really mad at Bernie for not fucking stepping aside.
Is he still trying to do this?
Yes. He says, I got a slim margin. I'm going to try for it. On some level, I think, yeah, like, all right, that's the system. We're allowed, you know, people are allowed to run. But then on the other hand, it's like, come on, dude. You've had your chance. First of all, you should not be outdoors.
Is that a good... Is that a good argument? Come on, dude.
Yeah, that's what I say. Was that all my political arguments are like, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's a good argument. Like if Biden said, come on, dude.
Yeah, like if I was in the
debates,
I'd just be like, somebody say something to me about unemployment or whatever. I'd just be like, come on, dude.
Is that what you would do?
You know what's really going on. That's what I like to say to people in arguments. You know what's really going on. And they think, do I? I think it's okay to argue politics even if you don't know anything about what you're talking about. I'm one of the rare people that thinks it's okay to yell and scream and shout about shit you don't know anything about.
You just take the opposite stance of whatever, right?
Yeah, you just, whatever they're saying, you just go, come on, dude.
Say there's three people at the table and the other two oppose each other. Whose side do you take?
Well, this is, I was actually trying to write a joke about it the other day. Was that a lot of times I just agree with whoever I'm talking to because I don't feel like getting that. Like the guy at the, when I was getting my computer fixed, he started talking about Trump and Walmart. And I completely agreed with him anyway, but I just only lightly agreed with him. So we didn't have to have like a long conversation about it. But if he had have been the opposite, I might still have lightly agreed with him just so I could get out of the conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like somebody has to be pretty offensive for me to be like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like you just kind of like, but then the problem is.
Well, you have no problem arguing with me and I'm not offensive.
The issue is if a third person comes in. So if I'm agreeing with someone, you know, I'm agree. So like when I was on the Impractical Jokers thing,
cruise,
somebody was talking about a show. I can't remember what show even. And I don't like the show, but I was like, yeah, it's great. Yeah, I love it. And then someone else was like, I hate that show. And then I really wanted to side with them, but I'd already just sided with the person that I disagreed with. You know, it gets tricky, gets complicated.
You know, all you got to do is say, you know, come to think of it.
I did change my opinion. So I was like, I mean, they do good work, you know, I guess in that sense. And then I
all you got to say is, you know, come to think of it and you could.
Wait, I was thinking of something else. I'm actually with this person.
Come to think of it, I got to agree with this guy.
Right.
And then when that person changes.
Then another
their
person
mind,
comes in, you got to be like, oh, here we go.
Then at the end, you go, well, I've never even seen the show.
Right. Yeah.
That's how you got to do it. Get out. Oh.
I never finished the first episode, come to think of it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
You do another come to think of it.
Or I thought you were talking about something else.
Come to think of it. I think you were talking about something else.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. That's how you get out of everything. We're only doing 30 minutes.
Why?
I'm tired.
Why are you tired? This is your life's blood. This is a microphone. You love it. This is what you do. You know, and you're going to sit there. We're given the fan, at maybe plural, and you're going to just... You know what? You're shitting on this opportunity. Opportunity to go ahead, run.
My anxiety is killing me, and my anxiety makes my breathing hard. Then I think I have this stupid virus, and it just increases my anxiety, which increases my breathing. And
well, you're going to have to get on a ventilator, but just what if you had to get on a ventilator, but they're like, oh, this guy, it's just anxiety. We had to give him a ventilator.
I wouldn't take it for anxiety, but I never had a temperature.
It was meant to be.
I don't have.
It was meant to be comedic in some way, but thank you.
I don't have a temperature. I can taste my food. I can smell my food. How many people out there are convinced in their heads they have this fucking virus?
Well, people, I consistently believe that I have it or I had it, and then sometimes I'm like I won't get it. I say to myself, you're not going to get it. But then I've already just told myself that I've already had it. It's complicated. It's complicated.
Every day you're going, do I have this? Did I have it?
Yes.
Did it pass? Can I not get it? Exactly what you just said, but I'm doing it in a better way.
Right. Well, we're going to edit this up so that for maximum.
Do I have it? Did I have it? Can I get it? Like that. In your head.
Right. No, because mine is not flipping the switch. I'm thinking all those things at the same time. I'm thinking I already had it. I do have it and I won't get it all at the same time.
My breathing's heavy. Do I have anxiety? Is that making my breathing harder?
I'm a little more complicated than you when it comes to COVID-19.
You don't take
when
your temperature.
When it comes to AIDS, you're more complicated than I am.
I take my temperature all day long, on and off.
You do?
At least five times a day.
And yet, though, you're more lax, I would say. You go get the mail and sometimes I have to remind you, like, you have to wash your hands after the mail.
Have to get the mail.
I know, but you have to, like, also, that's an outside thing. I read an article this morning that this guy was, like, he had it. He went into his office to, like, you know, he didn't know he had it yet. you know, do a few files or whatever, went home, found out he had it, but his secretary or assistant or whatever had gone into the office. They didn't, weren't in the office even at the same time, touched the same files, got it also. Unless that's just the story he's telling his wife. She got it from a file, honey. I wasn't with her. That day I went for 4 hours to the office to move some files around. She was not there. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. If you've been having an affair, it's got to be kind of hard on you.
Who, me or a person in general?
I don't think that you've been having an affair, but...
Oh, I wish, right? Somebody would show some a little attention towards me.
You're such a dick because I try all the time and you won't accept positive attention. When I give you negative attention, you blow up.
She puts her foot on me when we're watching a movie and there's something. Bonnie's a little gassy lately. A little gassy. And I was cooking breakfast today and she walks over to me and she wants to show me that she's gassy right next to me as I'm cooking breakfast. Or sometimes we'll walk past Raina and show that she's a little gassy in Raina's head. Stop it. Hold on. Let me get Raina.
That was the chair.
Raina.
Yeah. If you've been having an affair, I will go back to this because I do think it's crazy. You have to hide the fact that you miss somebody tremendously. It's going to be hard to get away and FaceTime someone. I mean, it's and then you have to be with someone that you don't like. But maybe you'll find some kind of goodness in the person that you're with. Love the one you're with. I'm a big proponent of that. Love the one you're with. Because really, you're just, I always think this, that affairs are just when you're going to trade in for just a whole another set of problems. You know, it's going to be exciting for a minute and then... You're going to have a lot of issues to deal with that may be worse than the ones you're dealing with now. I mean, people are horrible to live with. You got to remember that. All people are pretty shitty to live with. But is it even worse without them? Welcome back to My Wife Hates Me, Rich
Voss. I went
Voss
upstairs
here.
And found the victim. But I don't know if she wants to talk about that. But I got to give her $2 to come on.
I offered her $100 today to plug in my computer, and she didn't do it.
I was doing my schoolwork. I was doing a,
like, talk
a
it to the
time test thing. I couldn't just go to willy-nilly check your text messages.
You couldn't go to willy-nilly?
No. You have to give me another thing for $100.
No. No. That was a one-time shot.
Would you actually give me it if I did it?
Yeah. I mean, it said it right on a text. You could just show it to the judge.
Please, another chance. Please give me one more.
I really thought I was going to hear footsteps running.
Did mommy,
you know? I was doing a time test. No, I couldn't.
Sorry.
Please, next time, can you give me one more chance, please?
I may give you another chance. I don't know.
How did mommy, when mommy's been a little gassy lately, right?
Do you have, does this really have to be a storyline? You hate anything in movies. Every single yes. movie we've seen yes, shows a guy on the toilet or a
it's
girl
so
on the
hacky.
Toilet.
Why do they do that?
Yeah. And you hate any kind of jokes about bodily functions. So why are you bringing this up?
Oh, because that's funny that you do it on her head. No, you don't see that in movies.
She does not do it on my head.
In your face.
No.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
Would a mother do that to her daughter?
Huh? Why would you lie about
that? Yeah.
How many?
We're normal.
Was it last night she did stand up or was it the night before?
2 nights ago.
She did five like different characters, right?
Yeah.
Guess who's going to try to get you to do it again?
No. Yeah, he, no.
No. Actually, what am I going to say? Was that now?
What kind of character? Don't do stand up, but what characters were you doing? Like a Southern? Did you do a Southern one?
No.
You did an alternative comic, right?
He doesn't even know what she doesn't know what an alternative comic is. And also, who does? That's from like 40 years ago.
What are you talking about? They still have alt comics. Yeah.
What's an alternative comic? There's no comics. I don't know.
Oh, what do you mean?
Are you a classic rock comic? No, I'm a jazz comic, actually. Well, I'm a house music comic. Like, what? I'm alternative comic.
An alternative comic. It's like they do more alternative stuff that you don't do in a regular comedy club. You do it in like an alternative club.
You have to really love comedy to love an alt comic. You know what I mean? It's like
your descriptions are so bad. It's like,
do you know what this is?
A microphone.
Now why are you throwing it around?
Hold
on.
Hello. Your description, you just said an alternate comic is kind of comic, just alternate jokes and alternative club.
No, it's in an alternate universe.
Like, what does that mean? That's like saying, oh, how do you make a cake? Oh, you just use the cake ingredients in a bakery, and then you just make cake.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that analogy.
But no, because he's like using the name in the description. You don't know what an alternative comic is. You're not going to know what an alternative comedy is.
She's saying that you're saying, like, hey, an alt comic. And she's saying, what's an alt comic? And you're like, it's an alternative comic?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
What do you think a rock and roll comic would be like?
There's no such thing.
Wasn't Jim Florentine?
Yeah.
Like, legitimately had that in his name?
I don't know. What are you doing?
ASMR.
Huh?
ASMR.
ASMR. What'd you say? What did you say?
Anything that doesn't appeal to Rich, he just, won't soak it in at whatsoever.
But what'd you say?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Stop. If you're not going to hold the mic, you're like this. It's hanging over here. It's like as far away from your face.
So?
No.
Can you
either have it to your mouth or don't
Give it to me.
Quit being aggravating.
You're the one who called me down. Okay.
Not to be aggravating.
Not to be aggravating.
Oh, really? That's what you got? So
I'm an alternative comic, okay? I do alternative comedy. Got you.
So how many characters? You did like 5 characters.
No one cares. They weren't there, so they don't want to hear about it.
Yes, they do. Everybody wants to hear about your characters.
Wait, talk more about ASMR, because he's funny. He doesn't know.
What's ASMR? What the fuck is she doing?
You've never been to an ASMR.
This has never come across your
scope
of understanding.
No. What are you, just being aggravating? No one can hear you doing that.
No, don't they do this?
What's that, people with some kind of... What is it? Oh, it's somebody with like some kind of
audio
affliction.
What is it?
I forget. It basically just means brain orgasm.
What?
That's
some light sounds for some people like are so orgasmic.
Get the hell out of
That's
here.
What it means.
Hits a certain spot.
It, like, I don't know.
So
they just talk quietly.
So
they
when Raina did stand up the other night, the sound from the audience.
Welcome to my ASMR. Today we're going to be doing your doctor, ASMR. Hi, I'm your doctor, Dr. Raina. What's your issue today? You've coronavirus? Okay, let me cure you.
An ASMR person makes $1,000 a day.
How?
From YouTube.
Yeah, it's like a huge thing.
Oh, shit. How come we're not making money on YouTube?
Because you don't have a YouTube channel?
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
And that basically means, or at least what they were trying to mean when they made it, that name, brain orgasm.
Autonomous sensory. Okay, so play a little, like, so that he can hear.
Here, let's just go to
I already get it.
No, you don't get it. You don't understand the ASMR. Darling.
I get it.
Just play anyone.
They have to be the good one. Oh, no, there's a better channel. Okay, I got it. You guys talk about something else while I find this.
Anyway, I was thinking since the quarantine, I've been wiping down the counters a lot more than I normally do.
And you know what time it is? I am so pumped for today's video. Y'all remember this? The classic, iconic, raw honeycomb.
Oh, get off me now.
Wait, do you watch these things?
I don't watch them. People watch them.
And this person makes money from this?
Yeah.
No, how much?
I don't know how much. Get to the good part.
What do you do? Who
I'm trying
is-
to get to the part where she eats the honeycomb.
I didn't even bring a fork or anything.
Tell me who that is.
Here comes my cat.
It's Life with Mac. She's.
Eating that?
I don't know.
What? This is ridiculous. What do you... She's eating something.
Yeah, she's eating honeycomb.
So then why are you fast-forwarding it to her eating it? She's already eating it.
No, she's not. She's just, like, playing with it.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Now she's eating it.
ASMR. Here, I'll do it with it.
Enough.
We're just getting to the good part.
How do you know? You've seen it before then. You say you don't know who you
that I know means who it you... is. I've watched that. I watched one of her honeycomb videos before.
Put that mic.
Me and my friend were making fun of it. And her.
What what TikTok? What TikTok thing did you get almost 2 million hits on?
That's a long time ago.
But I know, but what was it? It was
stop a- it!
You stop it.
You stop it.
Listen, if you're gonna just bang around
I'm
the
not
mic, then
banging around. There's a giant spider up there.
You had to see the bug I caught this morning. It was this
what,
big.
What, Corona? Boom. Get it, bug. Alternative comedy. You wouldn't understand.
All right. Go up. How was your schoolwork today? What'd you do?
What?
What did you do? Someone asked if we Oh, oh no. Oh boy. We're back. Look
We're
at
back.
That. Oh
Woo.
My God.
Oh my God. There's
oh,
more.
It's coming again. I deleted it all. All right.
You obviously did.
Let's wrap. Oh, it'll just tape over this. It'll just tape over it and then we'll stop. So listen, let's wrap this up. We're at 40 minutes. Raina, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
You were delightful.
Delightful.
And it's been a lot of fun.
A pleasure.
All right, you guys. We have nothing to plug right. Oh, we're putting up Voss Roast for free.
Voss
Roast is going up for free. How are they going to find it? Where are they going
to? Well, we'll get them a link on our.
Oh, I have something to plug.
On our social medias.
I have something to plug.
What? What do you got to plug?
Can you, someone, please PayPal me?
Wait, hold on. What were you saying?
Can someone please PayPal me? It's vossreina @gmail.com. That's V as in Victor.
You don't need it.
Shut.
It's
v.
For...
Shush. Shush. It's for a fundraiser. V as in Victor.
It's not for a fundraiser.
Yes,
that's
the Reina fundraiser. The Reina fundraiser.
Lie.
It's the Reina fundraiser. The fundraiser towards me. V as in Victor. O S R A Y N A @gmail.com. VossReina@gmail.com on PayPal. On PayPal.
Why? What's it for?
It's for a fundraiser.
What are you trying to raise money for?
For me.
For what?
What do you mean for what? For
what do you want to get? Well, maybe you can get someone to donate one.
Can someone please? All I need is $360.
No, what do you want?
The Nintendo Switch and Animal Crossing for the Switch.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You don't need to listen to Bonnie. Bonnie doesn't understand. So if someone could donate that to me, that'd be great. Or you could just send me the money on my PayPal. Again, VossReina@gmail.com. Write that down.
At PayPal?
PayPal, yeah. PayPal, write it down. VossReina.
There's a lot of people out of work right now, and you're asking for money for a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you take that money and donate it
That's
for...
That's what we like to call a blind spot Reina.
I'm a kid. Why would I donate money? Those people lost their jobs because they were... probably bad at their jobs.
All right, you're
so if you're still working or you've got some extra money, you know where to spend it. On Reina.
Buy my album, Bird Calls, thank you.
Bird Calls on iTunes.
People are out of a job. Don't you think you should be donating that money instead of buying your album?
Huh?
She said that to me.
Yeah. But what do you have to, like, you're asking for money, but you're not like you're not giving you didn't
Tell
us some of the characters you did.
I'll give a shout out on the next podcast.
To who?
To whoever donates money. Who do you think? To a random person? No, to whoever donates money.
You're going to give a shout out?
And I'll sing a song. Whatever song of your choosing.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. If you choose Here, I'll give you a snippet. Amazing Grace. How is that how the song goes?
It doesn't matter how the words.
Okay, I'm gonna sing it.
Are you gonna
happy birthday?
Sing. Do you know any Beatles songs?
No.
I thought you liked the Beatles.
Not really. I mean,
no. What do you mean?
What do you mean? I mean, they're from like the '70s.
The '70s?
Sixties?
I don't know. Sixties.
Yeah, they're from like the '60s, and I'm from the not sixties.
You don't know one Beatles song.
I mean, I know songs. Name one. Yesterday. I said.
Okay, how does that go?
Yesterday something, trouble, something.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Yeah, see, I knew that one, and the strawberry fields in that one.
You don't know that.
I don't know how it goes. I know the names.
Isn't there songs on your TikTok, like I Will Survive?
No, it's newer songs.
I hear songs on your TikTok that are old.
I mean, like maybe like two.
No, a lot.
Yeah, no, probably like two. A lot of them are just newer songs.
What are some of the older songs?
I don't know.
You want money and you're not giving out any.
No, because they got to request the song on the PayPal. I think you can leave messages when you don't like send money. So you can leave a message for the song, or I could do like a dance or something.
No one could see you doing a dance, you freak.
I don't know. I could draw a picture and then send it to them.
Nobody wants your pictures.
I'll draw a picture of like.
They want your characters. Do a southern
character.
All right, do a southern character as you know, a little teaser.
Here's my teaser.
A southern character like walking on stage and saying hi to the audience, whatever.
Hi, audience. I'm Southerny Mickey and I'm. And they can leave a message. Leave a message for me, and I'll say it in whatever accent you want. Or I could sing a song. Or I could do a song in an accent.
You can do a song? You can't do a song?
I can do a song in an accent. Wait, hello, live. Give me a song. That's me getting my British accent.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear PayPal. Happy birthday. Day to you. Hello, love.
Can you do it? Can you do that in an Indian accent?
That's racist.
How's it racist if you could do it in an English accent?
Because English people are like white.
So
you can be racist towards white people.
It's not being racist if you're doing impressions.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to get canceled.
You're not going to get canceled.
I might. You don't know. Okay.
You could do it in an Indian accent. It's not racist. If you're making fun. You used to.
Hey, Lord, you like to see my curry? That's me getting into my Indian accent. Happy birthday. I can't do it.
You almost did it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear curry. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's good. Can you do it as a black person?
No. See, that's where I draw my line. That's where I draw my line.
What do you mean that's where you draw your line?
Because it would be like offensive.
How would it be offensive? It's comedy.
It's going to be, I don't know, stereotypes or something?
No, like a rapper. Okay. All right.
Happy birthday.
Peace out, everybody. You. See you later.
Happy birthday to you.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree